Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Pastor Julie for the honor and privilege it is to share God's Word with you. I'm very thankful to be able to do so. Of course, Pastor Julie's in our hearts and our prayers. Hopefully she's getting the rest that she needs for all the stuff she's taking on. I was at the funeral Friday. That's what I say, you know, not that we go to a funeral for a joyous time, but I thought there was a good combination of dignified seriousness as well as lightheartedness. I thought it was a good mix, and I've never seen a funeral that way. Not that I've been to a whole bunch of them, but I was just really impressed, and it was good to see the churches, you know, help and put on the food, the setting up, and the sound, the music, and all that. And now that's a good godly church in action right there. That's what I think God's called us to in the body of Christ. I'm going to go off script here. Journey. Did you somehow sneak in the middle of the night into my house and go into my Bible and look at my notes as what I was going to share today? Are you sure? You're positive. That blessed me so much. You know, there's a great verse, and off the top of my head, I think it's a Corinthians. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But it says that God works in us both the will and the do of His good pleasure. And that can mean children, too. Because that song that you picked is exactly what I'm sharing. And to be more specific, the artist mentions the word Jehovah Jireh. That's a name for God. God has many names. But Jehovah Jireh means that's a God that sees and provides. And it was in your song. And you want to hear the funny kicker about it? It wasn't even in my notes. It was this morning when I got up early and was reading my notes that came to my mind, Jehovah Jireh. And then you had it in your song. That's awesome. That's God working in us to both willing to do of His good pleasure, and it could even be in our children. I think that's amazing. Should surprise us, but it always does. That's how good God is. So yeah, Proverbs chapter 3, if you would, Jackson, go ahead. Thankful Julie gave me entree. She didn't give me anything particularly to teach or preach on, and this is something I've been working recently. Apparently God was working in Journey too. But Proverbs, tell you a little bit about Proverbs. Proverbs was a book that was primarily written to young men of marital age. Young men of marital age. And there's 31 total chapters in the book of Proverbs. The first 30 are all to the men. And Proverbs 31 is the qualities and characteristics of a good, godly woman that maybe that man of marital age should be looking at in a bride, a future bride. I always have to chuckle. What? Man, there's 30 chapters to us guys. There's one for the women. As my son would always say, that's not fair. And my answer to my son, which is God telling me this, yeah, it's not fair, but it's right. And it may not be fair, but it's right. Because, you know, yes, fellows here, there's a lot of distractions and things that get us what I call into the soup. And we need a good, godly woman gonna reel this back in and say, come on back, bud. Come back to God. You know, and that's the true definition of a helpmate. Now, a woman's not just a cook. You cook and feed your food and clean your house and make babies for you. No. A true helpmate helps a man be his best and stand for the one true God. So I think that's interesting. So Proverbs, we're in Proverbs chapter 3. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. What does that mean to write God's word upon the table of your heart? It means to put it in memory. Let it be so ingrained in our hearts that it's up in our brains too. I believe God designed the human brain to hold His word. To hold His word. So let's put it there. Let it be so ingrained in our hearts that it's in our brains. It says, so shalt thou find, here's the payoff. So thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He, God, shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear, that's King James for respect. Respect the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So that passage of Proverbs 3, 1 through 8, I'm going to look at three things that stand out to me in those verses, and I'm going to work my way from the bottom up. What does it mean to lean not on our own understanding? How do we acknowledge God in all our ways? And then what does it mean that God directs our steps? What does that mean exactly? How does God direct our steps? In Habakkuk 3:19, it's been a while since I looked at Habakkuk. I had to think, okay, that's Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Okay, yeah, there's Habakkuk. Not one we go to a lot. It says, the Lord is my strength. The Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. A hind is in the deer species. Particularly, they're mountain deers. They congregate up in the mountains. And their hind feet will track exactly where their front feet first tested the rocky terrain. As they go up that mountain or that rocky slope. And they can do it at a very high rate of speed. And that's what God says he does for us. He puts our feet on solid ground so that we don't slip and slide. As we go up that rocky terrain, whether it be trials, tribulations, good things, bad things, we live in this life. We're not in heaven yet. We're all going to experience trials and tribulations in time. But God says he'll get us through like he does that mountain deer. And we'll be able to trek through whatever it is, and our feet will always be on solid ground, sure footing. That's one way that God directs our steps. How do we acknowledge God? Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm looking at this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thy understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How do we acknowledge God? How do we acknowledge God? Go ahead, Jackson. Next one, please, sir. 1 Peter 5:7. Well, here's one way. Casting all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. We cast all our cares and concerns on God because he cares for us. Jesus Christ taught in the Gospels that our Heavenly Father God cares so much about us, he even has the hairs of our head numbered. If he cares about this little hair that's over time turning gray now, he's going to care about the big things too. If God cares about the small things, he definitely cares about the big things. So God cares for us. So we cast our cares upon our Heavenly Father God. In Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, that word faith in the Greek word pistos, and it means believing in our vernacular, believing. Any school teachers here? Believing is a verb, and a verb connotes what?
Action.
Thank you. A verb connotes action. So real believing, if we're believing for something from God, we're taking action on it. If we're believing for a new job, we're getting up every morning and treating looking like for that new job like a job, right? That's what I was always taught. We just don't sit and pray to God. We take action. So true faith or believing is taking action. But without believing or faith, it is impossible to please him, God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I hate to simplify it this much, but I can't help but think of the old Walt Disney production of Peter Pan. When a Tinkerbell, you could see Tinkerbell, and first you believe she was there. Right? I have that right. You guys remember that? And I thought, I wonder if Walt Disney just got that from this verse. That you couldn't see Tinkerbell unless you had believed in your heart. Well, God's no different. We've got to believe that he is before we see. Jesus Christ even taught, believe and you'll see. Don't see and then believe. Believe and you'll see. And you know, I come across people that say they don't believe in God, they never see God. And I, of course, I don't verbally say this to them, but in my mind I'm going, oh yeah, you're right, for you there is no God. Because you don't even acknowledge him, you don't even want to believe in him. He's not going to invade your freedom of will to make you believe him. He's not going to hit you over the head with a baseball bat and make you believe him. That's how good our God is. That's why he's such a good God. He does not invade people's freedom of will. So sadly, for those people that don't even want to acknowledge him, okay? But see, he wants us to come to him and believe that he is, and that he will reward us as we diligently seek him. And in Philippians 4:6, we're looking at how do we acknowledge God? It says, be careful in the King James, in our vernacular, be anxious or worrisome for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, and we'll talk about what that word means here in a minute, and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The thing that's always stood about me about these two verses together here are this verse, 6 and 7, these two together. It says, be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and God will answer all your prayers. It doesn't say that, does it? It doesn't say it. What it does say is that, but the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep all your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I was talking about this at the church, the other church at Ohio Street this morning. When at Garth Brooks, they had the song, Thank God for Unanswered Prayers. Yeah, I know, I can attest to that. Very thankful that God didn't answer all my prayers. At times, in hindsight, what they say is 2020, it's like, whew, dodge a bullet there. God, thank you for not answering that prayer. Had you answered that prayer, I'd probably be dead. So thank you, God. But what God does promise us, that if we go to him, the supplication with thanksgiving, we can claim that peace that passes all understanding. What that means is we don't have to understand what's happening. We don't have to try to understand how God's going to answer that prayer. We don't even have to understand if God is even going to answer that prayer. But we got to trust that we can claim that peace that passes all that understanding. I want to go back to supplication. Supplication means specific requests. God wants us to be specific with him. Very specific. You know, I think as a dad, I remember when my kids were growing up, we'd sit around the dinner table and I'd say, hey kids, how was your day today? Fine. Really, kid, I gave you life. Can you give me more than a couple syllables? Very fine. Smart Alex, but they're my smart Alex. I love them. They're grown now. But, you know, as a dad, as a human dad, I cared about every phase and facet of my children's life. I wanted to know the good. I wanted to know the bad. I wanted to know the ugly. And if it was good, I was going to rejoice with them and celebrate with them. If it was the bad and ugly, I was going to see what I could do as a dad to help them. It's kind of hard to help when you just get fine. I just say, fine. So, you know, God is no different. When you go back to Jesus Christ again in the Gospels, he taught, if you're human and know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does our Heavenly Father able to give to his children? See, we're corruptible. God is incorruptible. And if we being corruptible know how to give good gifts to our kids, how much more can God do for us? And he will. So that supplication, God wants us to be specific. God, I need a job, and I need it with these hours, I need it with this within this distance, I need this pay, you know, and work out your wants and needs. Is it really a need? Is it a want? And sometimes God even blesses us with the wants. But get specific with God. He wants us, he already knows, he has foreknowledge, he knows what we need before we do, but he wants to hear from us. He wants us to trust him that much that we get that specific with him. So that's what supplication means. What's supplication? Then here's a key point too, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Kind of grew up with this, I was taught this. If you have a roof over your head, food to eat, clothes to wear, we should be some of the most thankful people on the face of the earth. There's always something to be thankful for. Friends, family, this church, that great breakfast I ate just this morning. Now I'll be thankful for a nap later when I get home after that big old breakfast. But there's always something. And God wants us to have a merry heart, to be thankful. To be thankful for something. And I will tell you, the more thankful for what we have today, the more we're going to have tomorrow to be thankful for. I truly believe that. You know, you guys just had to redo your house. That's a crazy story. But I know you stayed thankful through it. You stayed thankful that we were talking. It could have been worse. So there's something to be thankful for right there. It wasn't. So we do our best, no matter what we're going through, whatever trial or tribulation we may be experiencing, find something to be thankful for. Get specific with God of what it is you think you need. And trust Him. Trust Him. And just make sure we can claim that peace. We don't have to understand why it happened. We don't have to understand how God's going to fix it. But we can claim that peace that passes all understanding. Back to Proverbs 3:5. Yeah, we're going to be looking at it now. Oh, lean not. Yes, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That's a very poetic way of God saying, keep your brain out of it. Keep your brain out of it. Because I will tell you, I can attest to this. My prayer as of late has been, God, teach me how to stay out of your way of the blessings that you want for me. Because if there's any things that's messed up those blessings that God has for me, it's been me. It's me leaning unto my own understanding and getting in God's way. Thinking I may be just a little smarter and I think God should figure it out this way. No, go to the next one. Isaiah 55:9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are, God said, my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than our thoughts or your thoughts or my thoughts. See, God's way is the best way. His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And I get in God's way of His blessings for me when I think I should figure out how He's going to bless me with this prayer or a need that I have. And God says, hey, get out of my way, son. I want to bless you. But you're stepping on the hose. You yourself, you think you got all this? You're stepping on the hose. Then we'll close it here. Ephesians 3:20. I have a lot of favorite verses. I'm going to have to say this is probably in the top three. Now to Him, God, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, I've been guilty of going to God with a prayer and mapping it all out for Him, you know. And then later He answers that prayer, and I'm like, I'll be dang. That's a lot better than I ever could have thought of. And, well, I was shortchanging myself. Thank you, God. You didn't do it my way. Thank you, your way was higher than my way. Your thought was higher than my thought. You went exceedingly abundantly above, God, all that I could have even asked or thought of. You know, I practiced real estate for 20-plus years in Lee Summit. And I remember I thought I was doing the right thing, but I'd go to my office and I would open up my day timer back when we used day timers. We actually wrote on paper. Does that happen anymore? Anyway, and I'm back by, you know, plan your work your plan, you know. Not a bad business motto. But I would map out all my stuff for the day, and I'd say, okay, God, bless it. This is what, and as I've matured a little bit, hopefully, I look back and, man, I had that backwards. God's not a genie in a bottle that we just, or a genie in a lamp we rub. You know, and He comes out, yeah, how can I bless you? No. If I'm mapping out my own strategy and telling Him to bless it, He doesn't work for me. I got it backwards. If anything, I work for Him. I just need in prayer that morning, maybe in my office or at my job at work before I start my day, God, you direct my steps like you say you're going to do, and I'll stay out of your way. Nothing wrong with planning. There's nothing wrong with that. But thinking if we plan it, that's the way it's got to be. Because, see, there's real easy condemnation there. It doesn't happen the way we thought it should. Then we're like, well, why didn't God answer my prayer? You know? Well, God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He has a better plan. He can go exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. So that's what I want to share with you. I'm going to close it in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being such a loving God that you are. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. You know what's better for us, Father, than we even do. You know what we need before we need it. Thank you, God, that you raised your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead And as he cried, Abba, Father, to you, because of that, now we too can cry, Abba, Father. And as us earthly parents here on earth love our children, you love us that way and more, being our heavenly Father. And you do care about every phase and facet and hair of our head. You want us to have a life that's more than abundant. Your word says that you wish above all things that we prosper and that we be in health, even as our soul prospereth. God, I want to take this time too to lift you, my neighbor, Larry, and his wife, Linda. Just give him rest and give him peace and give Linda health, as your word says you want. And for all of us that may be dealing with something, God, with specific requests, we come to you and we ask you for those things and to do them your way, not our way, but your way, that your will be done, not our will, for your will is the best way, God. And we thank you for this, all in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, we pray. And the church said, Amen. Amen.